Parsha Shemois, we are introduced for the very first time to the leader of Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu. At the famous episode of the snare, the pasuk says, "V'yar v'hini hasneh boyer ba'esh." Moshe saw that the thorn bush was burning, v'hasneh enenu ikal. But inexplicably, the bush was not getting consumed. Moshe turns to look, and that's when Hashem appears to him for the very first time. Hashem tells him, "Al tikrav haloim, do not approach the bush. Shal na'alecha ma'al raglecha. Take your shoes off your feet because hamakam asha'ata oimed alav admas kodesh hu. The soil that you are treading on is sacred ground." The Chafetz Chaim offers a beautiful allegorical interpretation on this pasuk. He says, generally, people have a desire to elevate their spirituality. They want to grow in Torah mitzvahs, become more benevolent, give more tzedakah, do more chesed. But they rationalize. They say, not now, not yet, and not here. People always have excuses. Now is not a good time to invite guests. When I move into a bigger house, then I'll host lots of guests. Now I don't have time to learn or do chesed. Perhaps when I start my new job, or when I'll own my own business, then I'll have a lot more time to learn and do chesed. Says the Chafetz Chaim, the pasuk is telling us, "Ki hamakam asher ata oimed alav," the place and the circumstances that you find yourself in right now, in the small house, in your stressful job, admas kodesh hu. Hashem says, if you do mitzvahs now, with all the chaos and turmoil that's swirling around you, that Torah, those mitzvahs, are so dear and precious to me. You come home at night after a difficult day at work, and you're exhausted and have a headache, and all you want to do is crash on the couch and get lost in your phone. But if you have the resolve and the courage to go out to your nightly shir, or you pick up the phone and do chesed, that moment is admas kodesh. Those few minutes of Torah are more valuable in the eyes of Hashem than someone learning all day in a state of peace and tranquility. The Gemara tells us in Masechet Shabbos that by Matan Torah, Shekafa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Harka Gigas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu suspended the mountain over the heads of Klal Yisrael and gave them the ultimate ultimatum. Im Atam Mekablim HaTorah, if you accept the Torah, Mutav, everything will be fine. If not, Shom Teheko V'raschem, there will be your burial plot. If we examine the text of the Gemara, it would seem that the terminology used is grammatically incorrect. Shom Teheko V'raschem, over there will be your burial plot? The Yidden were standing right beneath the mountain. He should have said, Poi, over here will be your burial plot. With the insight of the Chafetz Chaim, we can now understand the wording of the Gemara. Hashem was telling them of the inevitable consequence. Im mekablim haTorah, if you accept and promise to observe the Torah now, despite your challenges, despite the difficulties, mutav, everything will turn out fine. However, vim lav, if you're constantly making excuses and saying, not now, and not yet, and not here, but shom, only when I get to that place, teheko v'raschem, the excuse of shom, that will be your burial plot. The excuse of shom will ultimately be a person's downfall. Story is told that a few years ago, a journalist was interviewing Bill Gates, the founder of Microsoft, one of the richest people in the world, a personal wealth of over $100 billion. And this journalist asked him, "Mr. Gates, what is the secret of your success?" And instead of answering the question, Gates pulls out a checkbook from his pocket, signs the bottom of the check, and hands the blank check to the journalist and tells her, "Write whatever amount you want on it." And the journalist refused. She hands him back the check. She then repeated the question, "Mr. Gates, what is the secret of your success?" And Gates gave her back the same blank check and again told her, "Fill in whatever amount you want." And again she refused. She actually went ahead and tore up the check and threw it on the floor. Gates looked at her and then finally answered the question. "The secret of my success is that I do not miss any opportunities like you just did. If you had the same philosophy, you would have become the richest journalist in the world today. As a business person, you should always seize every opportunity. You will only be successful if you are able to take the immediate action required when opportunities arise. However, this concept applies to every aspect of life. Every day, we are given golden opportunities to grow and thrive and make a difference in people's lives. Every morning, we are handed a blank check. It's up to us to fill out the amount." There's a famous adage, "Life isn't about waiting for the storm to pass. It's about learning how to dance in the rain." Too many people wait for the right moment before starting to live their life. there will always be chaos and distractions. We can't afford to wait for the perfect moment, a moment that might never come. We all face storms in our lives. It's up to us to determine how we respond to crisis and adversity. Will we tear up the check or fill in a large amount? Will we curl up and hide inside, waiting for the storm to pass, waiting for the shum? Or will we courageously go out to battle and persevere among the roughest of storms? And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.